The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Victor Dandridge, the hardest working man in comics, and you are listening to PVD Cast with John Orlando. Guys, I'm telling y'all, it's the best thing on the entire interweb. Listen long, listen strong. John, it's all you, man.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, Mr. PVD MVP himself, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 173. I hope all of you are doing well out there, despite the fact that today, Monday, November 12th, that's right, I'm recording this intro just hours removed from news breaking that Stan Lee has passed away. And as I sat down to record this intro, I wanted to touch base on this topic, but I'm going to be honest, I don't know what to say. I mean, what do you say about a man that has created more than just superheroes, more than just comic book characters, more than just comic books, more than just movies and TV shows? I mean, Stan has impacted this whole planet. I mean, his ideas and his vision is all around this world. I mean, yes, it's a huge part of American society, but, you know, Spider-Man is everywhere. You know, you go in a foreign country, I'm sure you're going to find Spider-Man somewhere. And not only that, I mean, Stan influenced so many comic book creators. And, you know, it's just such a legacy that I don't really know what to say. I mean, I guess maybe the best thing to say and the only thing that I could say is Excelsior. And rest in power, Stan. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about comic books on episode 173 of the PVD Cast, and we're also going to be talking about professional wrestling. In fact, we're going to talk about a professional wrestling comic book. Whoa! I know, my two favorite things, or I should say two of my favorite things, jammed together. Well, for those that listened to my last mini episode, you know I talked a little bit about Dom Riggio, and that's who's coming on this episode of the PVD Cast. Dom and his partner Eric Hodson have the opportunity to create a comic book based on Rowdy Roddy Piper. And in fact, their book is called Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Kilted Avenger. And it's a combination of Mess Bucket Comics working with Pro Wrestling Tees and getting the thumbs up from the Piper State to bring together a fun little tale about Rowdy Roddy Piper. And I'm going to let Dom explain it all. But I would like to highlight that the Indiegogo campaign that Dom and Eric has going on is going to be running up here on Sunday, November 18th, and they need your support. So all you have to do is go over to Indiegogo and just search for Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Kilted Avenger, and plunk down some money, folks, and help out Dom and Eric with this project. I'm just telling you right now, the artwork from Eric is top-notch. It is fantastic. As a side note real quick, just going to get off topic for a minute. Does anybody else call it Indiegogo sometimes? Because I wrote it out here on a post-it note right in front of my microphone to say Indiegogo because I'm always sticking the A in there. I don't know why I do that. It's not the Whiskey-a-Go-Go, but for some odd reason, I always say Indiegogo, but it's not that. It's Indie, I-N-D-I-E-G-O-G-O, Indiegogo, Indiegogo.com. That's where you can check out all of the different tiers that Dom and Eric have for this project. And Dom's going to tell you all about it, as a matter of fact. So let's not waste any more time. Let me get right on into the Audible ad, and then we'll get to my conversation with Dom Riggio. As you know, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't know that. Anyways, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, your tablet, whatever. And for you, the listeners of the PVD Cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their awesome service. They got plenty of books on comics and pro wrestling. Actually, they have plenty of books on any damn topic you want, man. Yeah, that's right. I said 180,000 titles. So you guarantee you got a genre, they got a book for you. But trust me, all you got to do is go over to the catalog, check it out. You'll find a book you want to listen to. And to download your free audiobook today, all you do is just one more time, go over to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a sweet audiobook. I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of this break, I'm sitting down with Don Riggio, and we're going to talk about Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Kilted Avenger. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down here this evening with a man that's been on this podcast a few times, but welcome back once again, Don Riggio. The man behind Mess Bucket Comics, Motown Mojo, and a lot of other things. Dom, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, man. You know, the last time we talked was actually at All In.
Oh, yeah.
So I never did get your thoughts. What did you think about the show?
Oh, my God. I was completely impressed. From start to finish, not only of our All In, but a star cast. As you know, I've done, God, I think I'm almost be 100 conventions in my career so far. And I mean, star cast was amazing. Like, I learned so much. I put events on myself, but I learned so much from it. I mean, their Sharpies had star cast on it. The menu in the hotel was all like wrestler influenced cocktails and food, and you know, and their tables had the skirts on it that said StarCast. They had, I mean, if you weren't signed by WWE, even some of them that were, you were at StarCast. They had everybody there. Their budget, Conrad Thompson must have broke the bank. I mean, it was very, very impressive. Well run, as far as I could tell. I know that they were sweating behind the scenes, but man, with all the panels and the concerts and the after parties and for 4 days, and then that's before they even get to the show,
which you right
you're
yeah.
talking about. I mean, my God, I mean, I've seen some of, in my opinion, some of the greatest moments in my lifetime in wrestling, at least, you know, in the Detroit area. I was at WrestleMania 3, WrestleMania 23. I was there when Steve Austin drove the Zamboni into the ring at Joe Louis Arena.
Oh man, okay.
And Dennis Rodman showed up at the Palace with the NWO, and God, I mean, but I'm telling you, this was a different kind of energy that I had never felt before. Everybody there was so excited to be there, passionate, up on their feet for all the matches. It was funny, like, I think 2 days later, I was at SmackDown in Detroit, and you know, WWE is great and everything, but I felt none of that passion there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fair to compare, but it should be somewhat comparable. But I mean, it was, and I had second row seats right behind the announcers. So, I mean, anyway, I couldn't be more impressed with the StarCast and All In. They just hit it out of the park immediately for me.
Well, and I feel like just going back to the All In show, I think that to me, the biggest compliment you could get is the one match that I thought was going to suck was actually pretty good. And that was Stephen Amell and Christopher Daniels. I really thought that match was going to suck. They pulled it out to make it a pretty entertaining match, you know, things that you didn't think you were going to see. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think All In was great. StarCast was so much fun. It was really kind of very, very weird, though, to see just some random people show up that you didn't think were going to be there.
Right. Really obscure wrestling stuff, too. I mean, like, Matthew from Botchamania, he came up, came right up to our table, and was like, hey, I'd really like this book. I guess he was a hockey fan. And he goes, he had, like, one of the badges on. I go, oh, are you a vendor? And he's like, well, yeah, I kind of. He's like, I'm Matthew from Botchamania. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, my weird one was Joel Gertner walked past me. I'm like, wait, what? Joel Gertner?
So, all right, the guys next to me, God, what were they called? Wrestle Crap.
Okay. Yes.
Two tables down from where I was at Eric Hodson's table. And they had the Katie Vick coffin.
Yes.
Katie Vick in there. And then it's just a surreal moment. Joel Gertner gets in there and starts banging Katie Vick. And I'm like, what else am I going to see this again?
Well, let's actually tell the listeners why you were there, because you were there promoting yes. Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Kilted Avenger. Tell us about this project, man.
Yes, I'm very, very proud to be part of this project. It's distributed by Pro Wrestling Tees, a very prominent t-shirt company in the wrestling business. And also officially, we got with the go-ahead from Kitty from the Piper Estate. That's Piper's widow. And so they approached myself and Eric Hodson, who's the artist, and I'm the writer, and Mess Bucket Comics is the publisher. And it's going to be a really fun story with Roddy Piper and many, many secret appearances from people, all kinds of wrestling personalities and former wrestlers, people he was friends with. He's basically a talk show host by day and vigilante by night. And it's this whole storyline just fits Roddy perfectly. And it's surreal to me to write a script, and I'm actually writing what Roddy Piper is saying. It's just every time I wrote Piper colon, I had a little wry grin. I'm like, this isn't really happening.
And Kitty really liked what you wrote, because from what you had told me, you know, in Chicago, you had told me that you gave some scripts to her and some ideas to her, and she really liked them, and she complimented you on your writing.
Yeah, first drafts were approved. I was like, wow. Wow, that didn't happen ever. I mean, all the way back to grade school. This is horrible.
This time. That's cool. How did Eric Hodson get involved in the project? Were you two a team, or did you go and seek him out, or vice versa? How did you guys get together in this collaboration?
Yeah, so they contacted Eric first. Eric had done some work for High Spots. He did some of highspots.com. They do the shoot interviews. He did some of their artwork for some of their backgrounds. And it caught the eye of Cody and the Bucks. And you can see some of Eric's artwork in some of the episodes. It's probably like 20, 30 episodes ago. And Pro Wrestling Tees liked it as well. They saw Eric's work with the Mick Foley 20-year anniversary of the Hell in the Cell. He did their whole poster for them. And they're like, wow, would you like to do, you know, some comic books on some of these properties we have? And he mentioned some of the properties they had. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, I got this guy that's perfect. He's a wrestling encyclopedia. He's a comic writer. He's an ex-athlete. He's a perfect fit, and gave me a call. And thank God they liked what I wrote, what I typed up, and we were off to the races.
Now, had you guys worked on projects before?
No. No, but I've known Eric, you know, in the convention scene. He's a Detroit guy too, so our paths have crossed many times. But
okay,
no projects.
Okay, because Eric does a lot of, I guess you could say, wrestling inspired comic book cover like art at many of the conventions. He was here in Columbus this past Wizard World, I know, with his setup, and and I think he's been here many, many times before. But so he kind of has that kind of finger on the pulse of what's going on in professional wrestling to begin with. So,
right. Yeah. He's definitely a fan like me. He started going to wrestling shows, not too long ago. And his art style works perfectly for the meshes that he does between classic comic covers and wrestling. It all came together. He didn't always do that. You know, he would do other fan art, mostly comic superhero stuff. And he started doing a little bit of wrestling stuff, and it's kind of taken over his entire business. I don't even know if he has anything else up there anymore.
Well, from checking out some of the social media that you have for Mess Bucket Comics, it seems that the wrestling world is really behind this project, because you have a lot of videos from stars that you met at Chicago and other places talking about both Roddy and the book. Do you have maybe a favorite or a don't miss story that the listeners could check out over on the Facebook page? You know, was there one from one particular superstar that you're like, oh man, this is gold?
Yes. One of the best ones was one of the first ones we did. It was with Bill Apter. I mean, it's only like 30 seconds, but he does this like Piper interview. He's just yelling and screaming. And then he's like, yeah, that's it. He's like, every time I interviewed him, he was yelling just like this. I wasn't listening to what I was saying. It was hilarious. I'm like, oh my God, Bill can cut promos. So there's that one for sure. There's one that's coming up soon is Neil Pruitt. He was the voice of the NWO for those NWO commercials.
Mm-hmm.
The following announcement has been paid for. So he had a crazy Piper story where they were shooting an angle where something had to do, I don't remember it too much, but like Piper was on the mast of a ship yelling and at Alcatraz, where apparently Hogan was in Alcatraz or something, or he was going to come after it. And he's like, into the mast of the ship, he almost fell in the water and died. And then he wanted to do it again. He's like, the captain just told you, you almost died. He's like, we got to get it one more time.
So, as a side note, that sounds so late 90s WCW. That just sounds like, you know, that just reeks of, you know, 95, 96, 97 WCW. It does. So.
Right. Yeah. Teddy Long had a great story. The guy in the WWE, where they had the gimmick to Simon Says or Simon Dean, where he was acting up and being a prima donna, and Piper took his bag and just put it in the shower for 10 minutes and put it back in his stall, and he came back to this, all his stuff is floating. But Buff Bagwell, the most recent one, he had a great story about the boxing match they had at Nitro, and his mom put the spit bucket over his head and cut his ear open. He was freaking out.
So you've collected a bunch of them, as I mentioned, you know, Simon Grimm, Colt Cabana, you know, Teddy Long, Victoria. There's a bunch of them on your Facebook page and your other social medias. Besides some of the ones that you collected at All In, are you going to other wrestling events and collecting some of them?
For this campaign, that's it. We got pretty much everything at StarCast. We were just going to have a little video with Eric and I saying how happy we were to be a part of this. Please donate to the Indiegogo. And then when we were in StarCast, which I'm sure you noticed, the wrestlers are very approachable. They're really nice. They want to help. And nobody said no to me. So Billy Gunn said no to me. He's like, I never ran in the same circles. We just our paths never crossed. And I was like, okay, thanks. But he made a little cameo in the Blue Meanie video. He stuck his head in there. It was hilarious. Yeah. So, I mean, even the people that said no still wanted to be a part of it. It was really cool.
Well, let's talk about the Indiegogo campaign. You have it ongoing right now. At the time of this recording, there's, I believe, 9 days left, right? Is it the 18th? The 18th is when it ends?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Right around there.
So, tell us a little bit about the campaign, the status of it. What are some of the perks? What can people expect when they check it out?
We have the video on there that you can check out all the wrestlers and videos that we shot. It's a lot of fun. And then you go down to some of the options. For $25, you get the book signed by Eric and I, and it includes shipping. So this is going to be like a 56 to 60 page book, I believe, full color. Fantastic stuff's going to be in there. And then after that, so that one, the $25 one was called The Kilted Avenger. The second one is called Broken Coconut. And that's...
Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did. I named it.
Nice.
So you'll get the book signed, and you'll also get 11x17 print of the cover signed by Eric and I, by the illustrator and writer. You'll also get an officially licensed t-shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees. Now that value there, I mean, those t-shirts are like $40 before shipping as it is. So you're going to get a book, a print, and a t-shirt for $60. It's a hell of a deal, I think. Then out of bubblegum. This one is $175. This is really, really cool, I think. So, like I told you before, the book, you have Piper is a talk show host by day. It's a crazy talk show. People just come in there and they just start fighting.
Is it like a Jerry Springer type of talk show, kind of?
Yeah, not as white trashy, but, you know, like... Well... So... you know, with this, there's a big audience. And now in the audience, there's going to be, so basically, if you get this perk for $175, you can be one of the audience members in Piper's Pandemonium. And you'll be drawn right in there, your image and likeness. You'll also get the book and the t-shirt. Now, in the audience, I know for sure there's going to be more than this. You might be shoulder to shoulder with any of these wrestling legends. Colt Cabana, Victoria, Cheeseburger from ROH, Mandy Leon, Ryan from Pro Wrestling Tees, Kitty Toombs, and Roddy's son Colt. That's all I can think of right now, but there's a lot more and we're waiting to hear back. Hopefully they get back to us in time, but it's I think that is a really, really cool thing. You can actually be in the book with the Kilted Avenger.
Yeah, most definitely. And if folks want to check it out, just go to Indiegogo and just type in Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Kilted Avenger, and it pops right up.
Yep, and you can go KiltedAvenger.com. We'll redirect you right to the campaign.
Oh, there you go. Cool. When's the release date for this particular project?
God, we're hoping that we get it around this time, maybe a little earlier next year. Mm. Depending on how this goes, we want, like, the point of this is that we, so we can hire another artist and speed this along.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, the final question I have in regards to this project, and I do want to talk about some of your other projects too, and we'll get to those here in a minute. How many times did you have to watch They Live in order to incorporate some of the stuff in there, or did you watch it at all?
It was funny. I had already seen it, you know, a couple times. We'd watch it in college all the time. You know, it's a classic. And I was like, all right, I think I know what I want in here. And then watching it again, I added a few more little subtle Easter eggs to the story. But watching it again, I was like, wow, I have a pretty good memory. I must have watched this more than I thought, you know. And it's every time I watch it, it gets better.
Oh, it is. You know what? It's a movie that holds up. I share the story that it was probably, well, it was probably about 10 years ago. I remember it vividly. It was a Halloween night. I had nothing going on. I said, you know what? I had a copy of it because for the longest time, it wasn't on Region 1. Okay. So I had a friend that had got a Region 2 and then somehow converted it or whatnot. And I sat down and watched it. And, you know, Dom, it really does hold up. It's a really good movie.
It is. John Carpenter. I mean, that some people are like, yeah, I like his wrestling, but I love They Live. That's the one thing everyone is like, I love They Live. And I mean, Roddy Piper was the lead in a John Carpenter.
Right, yeah.
I want to tell you about this last perk here, though.
Go right ahead.
So we only have two of these left. You're going to get the book signed. You'll get the t-shirt. You're going to get the print. And you'll be listed as a special guest appearance. You can actually be one of the bad guys in the book.
Oh.
One of the minions in the book in your image and likeness and get your ass kicked by Piper. Now, I don't know when you could possibly have that opportunity again. But that's there was only four of them because there was only four minions to show, and two of them are gone. That's $275. It's a great, great deal, I feel like.
There you go. You know, real quick, as a side note, I do believe you just, because it clicked in my head, you were talking about how a lot of people recognize Roddy Piper for They Live. Huh. I think a lot of new or younger people, I should say, are really fond of Roddy Piper because of being on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep. For sure.
A lot of younger people are like, oh yeah, I know him from, so it is.
So weird, yeah. Although no one remembers the coconut with,
Oh yeah. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about some of your other projects, all right? Sure. You have a book called Donnybrook.
Yes.
Which is a hockey-themed book. Yes. One that, believe you me, I just picked it up from you in Chicago, and I read it, and I was like, wow. You know, I know there's weird people in hockey. I've played in a lot of rec leagues and beer leagues. There's some weird people, but Jesus Christ, there's some really, really weird people in that book. But anyways, tell the folks at home what they can expect if they pick up a copy of Donnybrook.
Yeah, so Donnybrook is a collection of my junior hockey stories. It's a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to play in the minor leagues, life on the road, rookie initiations, and stuff like that. It's a very honest portrayal of the different personalities and the just absolute madness that goes on behind the scenes, like at that level. Like I told you, I've got a really big announcement coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, a prominent hockey player is giving me a story or two to adapt into the next issue. So stay tuned. Yeah, it's cool. An absolute blast.
You also have a book called The Arcane, The Awakening. Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about that too?
Of course. Yeah, The Arcane Awakening. It's my first three books that I did. It's my graphic novel trilogy. It's one last battle between heaven and hell, winner takes earth. We're a self-published independent company, Mess Bucket Comics, as the distributor, and I'm the writer. Some of the prominent characters are Mojo. Mojo is a descendant of Jim Morrison. He drinks whiskey and speaks in all Doors lyrics. And Ravager is the popular bad guy. He is a cannibal. As he eats people, he turns into this demon, this giant, huge demon. And he was inspired by my ex-girlfriend. So...
he is everyone's favorite villain because you have cute little plushy toys. That's why.
Yes, that's right. There's a giant sculpt of the demon head with these gnarly teeth and these huge horns, big red demon, and then there's the cute little plushies right next to him. People are like, what the hell is going on over here?
Well, it grabs your attention, the gigantic statue head. And then you're drawn in, and then you go, oh, look how cute these little plushies are of the same man-eating beast that I've created. So
right. I was like, am I really putting plushies out here? Is this the first time I did it? I'm like, oh my god! And people just bought them up. Like, people don't even know what they're buying. Like, it's mostly females, and they're just like, I don't know what this is. I need to have this. So I'm like, okay, I wish all the sales were this easy.
Now, do you have anything coming up with The Arcane? Because I know as you just mentioned, you got a second installment of Donnybrook on the way. Has The Arcane maybe completed its story, or do you have other things with that title that you want to do?
Oh no, yeah, that is nowhere close to being completed. I'm going to go back and do, it's going to be called The Arcane Origins. I'm going to do a book on a couple of the villains and their origins. I'm really excited about that. I haven't made that announcement yet, but that's what we're working on and putting all the pieces together. Then there's going to be another trilogy after the Arcane Awakening. And it's already written, but like, I just got inundated with all this stuff because of Donnybrook. Like, people are coming up to me, oh, you're the sports comic guy. I'm like, I guess so. So I've had these athletes approach me. They had the Piper book. I got these other athletes. I got three big announcements that I'm going to make once the Piper campaign is over.
So if I may interrupt for a minute, so do you find yourself, is it tough to balance everything? Honestly, is that a concern of yours or no?
It hasn't got to that point yet. Okay. I could see it being an issue in the future, this is what I've worked my ass off for, to have these opportunities for people to actually come to me for things and want, you know, okay, I would like you to take my story and do what you did here. And it's very, very, very satisfying. And some of the people, I wish I didn't sign these NDAs, these non-disclosure agreements, because I could just blatter on for I have coming up. And I'm so excited. It's just, it's nuts.
Well, here, after a couple of questions here, we'll plug all of your social media so people can keep their eyes and ears open for all those great announcements. You also hear our podcaster as well. You have Motown Mojo. You want to let the folks know a little bit about that?
Yeah, Motown Mojo Live is a really fun show. It's my podcast I do just about every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time here. And it's an entertainment podcast bringing you all types of entertainment from Detroit and beyond. We have musicians, actors, actresses, models, artists, writers, all kinds of stuff. Hodgepodge, usually three guests and live music in the second hour of the show. It's a lot of fun. It's great for networking. If you want to check out some of the up-and-coming artists, people in the Detroit area, and we've had some people outside of the Detroit area too, as far away as Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, have come on the show. So check it out. I mean, there's some really, really big, great, talented bands that I'm like, I can't believe these guys aren't popular. It's a lot, you know, not all of them. Sometimes we got some stinkers, but I'll be honest. But the show's a lot of fun. Yeah, check it out on MotownMojoLive.com or EchoPodcast.com.
That's right. I almost forgot about the Echo Network as well. Your own podcasting network.
Right. Yeah, we've got about 30 shows on the network, and we're in the downtown area, a place called Royal Oak. It's right outside of Detroit. It's great. We're downtown. I absolutely love it. I'm coming in there. I have fun on my show every Monday, but then it's also rewarding to come in there and see all the people coming and having fun on their show. So yeah. It's great. That's one thing I wish I could do for a living. Maybe one day if we keep plugging away, but it's a really good time. EchoPodcast.com if you want to check out all the shows.
There you go. So let's talk a little bit more about hockey, if you will. How are your Red Wings doing?
Drizzling shits. They are brutal. This is like the Dead Wings era in the 80s. They couldn't give away tickets. Like it was
really.
I went to the highs and the lows. I mean, this organization is a brand new stadium, and they can't get anybody to go. You watch those games. There's nobody there. I mean, they're just terrible. They literally don't have anything. I'm looking at their forwards. They got, they're a young, good team. Yeah, okay. They got Dylan Larkin. I mean, he's a great talent, but he's not a guy that, he's not like a Zetterberg or a Dotsuber who can make things happen. You'd be line mate for somebody like that.
Right.
And then we don't have any defense. Our goaltending's okay. It's going to be a rough season.
Well, and then I'm gonna ask this because I know that you and I talked a little bit about this. I don't know, man. Probably months ago. How awesome were your Furlan gloves? For those that don't know, Dom posted a picture from his high school endeavors in hockey. Was it high school or was it even younger than that?
It was Pee Wee's.
It was Pee Wee's. Yeah. Okay, it was 12, and he had some sweet Furlan gloves.
Oh man, those things! They were like pillows.
Here, I will share because I had Victoriaville's.
Okay,
I had Vicks. So Vicks. And
to be honest, that big thing that came off the glove.
You know, and the funny part is, I still have those Vicks because I don't know why. Because as an idiot, I was like, oh, I'm going to keep them, even though the palms wore out, you know, and they were trash. But then as you get newer gloves, you're going, Jesus, man, these things are so light. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like my Bowers right now, this like great protection, but I just kind of marvel at the technology. And you're like, Jesus, man, in the 90s.
You should be a hero and go get your Vicks repalmed and just go out there like what with your Vic gloves on. And I'm gonna drop it. What? I don't understand. Why is everybody looking at me?
You've played with a few of those guys in beer leagues and whatnot, haven't you? That show up with the archaic gear.
The Jofa helmet. There was a Jofa helmet sighting not too long ago. Some crazy. We had some Cooper Halls.
Yes,
Cooperalls. Yep, like the Vancouver Canucks.
Wow.
It's
okay,
it's good to see you. Like wow. So I was playing drop in a couple years ago. I couldn't believe this guy had a straight stick, and he was shooting both ways.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was.
Where do you? That had to be from the 70s.
I mean, this dude was probably, I'd say, in his early 50s, but still a good player. I mean, that's some Gordie Howe shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, if you could shoot both ways, like, imagine, I can't even imagine. You'd be so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
You know what? You'd think that it would evolve where everybody could do that, but it's devolved. Like, oh, no, you go right, you go left, you pick one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly. Oh, man. Yes. I tell you what, I was always jealous. I don't know why. I was always jealous of anybody that showed up with Louisville stuff. Yeah. I don't know why, but that was my shit, man, of the day. Like, I had a Louisville TPS stick. Uh-huh. Oh, man, I love that thing.
The red and white one?
No, this one was not. It was all wooden, like, you know, the grain, you know, with the black lettering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of those ones, yeah.
The Paul Coffey Sherwood, the Sherbreak.
Yeah.
It was great for, like, for two periods. Best stick ever. And then it would just like splinter out. It wouldn't even break in half. It would just like a kendo stick. I was like, how does it even break like that?
Oh man, that's awesome. Well, tell everybody where they can find out all about your various projects with Mess Bucket Comics, with the Roddy Piper book, everything. Give us some of your social medias, if you will, so folks can keep tabs on you, man.
Yes. Stay tuned to messbucketcomics.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Mess Bucket Comic. You're going to get all the info on Donnybrook, Roddy Piper, The Arcane Awakening, and those three big announcements I have coming out, hopefully in the next month, by the end of the year for sure. And MotownMojoLive.com. You can listen to us live from 7 to 9 every Monday night. And that's about it. Most importantly, for you people right now, check out KiltedAvenger.com. It will direct you right to the Indiegogo campaign for our Roddy Piper book, officially licensed through Pro Wrestling Tees and approved by the Piper Estate. So if you want to be a part of history and have yourself in the book, in the audience for Piper's Pandemonium, or get your ass kicked by Roddy Piper, you've got 9 days left. Take your hands out of your greasy little hands on your Doritos bag and type in KiltedAvenger.com on your phone and go and please share it with the world.
There you go. Enough said. Dom, it was a pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure. Thanks once again. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I will be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Dom Riggio, talking about the book that he and Eric Hodson are working on, Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Kilted Avenger. Folks, I can't urge you enough, head on over to Indiegogo and plunk down some cash, help these guys out. It's a great project. Don't you want to be part of a great project, man? Don't you want to have maybe your likeness in the comic, man? Wouldn't that be sweet? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, jump on over to Indiegogo and check out all the different tiers and donate what you can, man, for a really, really good cause. All right, with that being said, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case you want to comment about this episode, or maybe you're a small business that wants to advertise with the PVD cast, all right? All you got to do is shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can even leave me a message on the Facebook page of the PVDcast. That, of course, is facebook.com/PVDcast. And you know what? Why don't you spread the word for me? Why don't you help me out a little bit? Just go and tell folks where you can find this great podcast. Obviously, the online home of yours truly, pvdcast.com, would be a great place to start. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Pod Paradise, Libsyn, the Echo Network, heck, a ton of different places. All you have to do is just search for PVDcast, and sometimes you have to put in my name, John Orlando, as well. But wherever you get your podcasts from, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe so that the positive praise goes to me and you never miss an episode. So with that, I'm going to get on out of here. So thanks for listening. I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.